Maddie, damn fine. Thanks, matey.
I bet you are. That's because you've got a re-release happening. Tell the Triple M family all about it.
Yeah, it's been, 28 years in the making.
Yeah.
we always imagined ourselves cutting vinyl on that record back in 93 when it was recorded. We never got around to it.
Wow.
And only discos had vinyl at that stage.
Well, of course, talking about Get On Board, man. What an album. So many hits. Lost Memphis, I remember, Green Limousine.
Yeah, look, it's a bit of a blur now, but man, it was pretty exciting, I've got to say, at the time.
Tell us what it was like releasing an album like that, like nominated for 5 ARIAs. And, you know, those were the days too when, you know, you put an album out, CD sold. You could play the pubs, you know, 5-6 nights a week. It was a really kind of thriving scene. Can you explain what it was like in Australia back then?
I think I best understood what Australia was like as soon as we headed overseas.
Yeah.
And looked back and went, my God, Australia's phenomenal. What a powerhouse place for music. It's just powerhouse creativity here back home. So for us, it was just years of full-on touring, and we'd been doing that anyway, even before the release. So we had a bit of clout, you know, on stage.
Yeah.
But that was just us amongst all the other bands as well, who are all amazing.
How important was it to have, you know, those years under your belt before, you know, Get On Board really took off?
Totally critical, because even if nothing happened for us, which we sort of half expected, we didn't care. We were having a ball, man. People digging the shows. We were playing like wildfire, you know, around the country anyway.
Yeah.
It was all good, and we thought it was going to be a slow grow, but man, we got clobbered. It was incredible.
So tell us about when it really kind of sunk in, where you're like, oh my God, Get On Board, it's taken off.
There were two points. One was driving past Triple M, one of the Triple M stations in Melbourne, and hearing the song for the first time on the radio. That's when I knew something had happened. It just hit me. I nearly drove off the road up a lamppost. That was incredible. And also getting a call from Barnsley congratulating us.
And
he's one of my heroes, you know. So other than that, we were so busy, we didn't have a clue what was going on.
Yeah.
We were constantly moving.
I mean, that's the thing. Like, how long was that blur, like the post-album tour cycle? How long did that go for before it came to writing your second album?
All I remember was the second album took 6 weeks from writing through recording.
Wow.
And from nothing, out of thin air.
Wow.
And every other occupiable moment outside that, before and after the second album, was just a continuum of touring from back in, you know, 92.
Wow.
So we were going for 5 years solid. We would have challenged any band in terms of how many gigs we played around the country. It was phenomenal.
It feels like that's coming back a little bit now with CDs not selling as much. So the only way bands can really make money now is to go out on the road. But it must have been crazy, you know, going to all of these regional towns, you know, starved for live music. But to have like the other big bands going there too, it really did seem like an outsider's looking in, like a real sense of community.
Yeah, there definitely was. You felt camaraderie, like gangs on missions.
Yeah.
And that was our only social life. God knows we never got home. So you actually, it was just the community you reunited with every couple of weeks on the road, you know, with people. A continual blur of, I guess everyone's in momentum.
Yeah.
And that was, at the time, I didn't think anything of it. But now I look back, I go, man, that was insane. Just the way that all worked, that whole community. Heroes, you'd bump into your heroes on the road. You know, they were doing the same thing as you and eating 12 egg omelets in the same road truck stop you were. What the hell are they doing there?
Those truck stops must have been messy, man.
Oh, I tell you what. And we had to elbow our way into the actual truckies part. You know, and because you weren't supposed to go in there unless you had a rig outside in the car park.
The truckies recognize you?
Well, we got a hard time. We kind of dressed a little bit differently than they did, I think. But they didn't see the rig. We had a ridiculous little van or something, and we're sitting next to these beautiful 16-wheelers, you know.
Yeah.
But it was all good. The omelets, if the road wasn't going to kill us, the omelets were definitely going to be.
Talking to Michael from the Bad Loves, when you hear this album, what do you think of? Is it hearing it on the radio, the recording, playing the songs live like you just said?
Yeah, well, again, I think it was, I put the vinyl test pressing on at home on this old 60s stereo that I've got and listened to it. And I think, again, that's where it came home to me. I was able to hear it for the first time again, like it was a whole new record.
Yeah.
But to revisit that in vinyl form and listen to it, it gave me a new, you know, like a fresh perspective on what was going on. And you're right, it's the writing that I heard, and I was just amazed by some of the playing.
Yeah, that's cool.
So things I'd forgotten completely about, not having heard it for for, you know, 28 years or something. Pretty wild.
And you're going back on tour? You get to play these songs live again?
Yeah, yeah. So we're doing a national tour. Hopefully get into the regional centres as well. Perth, Adelaide, New South, Queensland. So it's like the old school days. We're doing the old school.
You're going back and eating those omelettes at the truck stops, except those truck stops have improved a little.
Yeah, I can't wait to see if the waitress is the same ones and, you know, only 10 stone heavier.
Truck stops have changed a bit though, man. No omelettes, just gourmet wraps and soy lattes.
What is this rubbish? Where's my omelette? Bang the table. That's exactly right.
Hey, Michael from the Badlands, thanks so much for chatting, man. Such an important album in Australian music, and it's exciting. You're pressing it on vinyl for all the diehard fans out there and getting to see you play live too. It's awesome. Thanks so much for chatting and enjoy the tour and the omelettes.
Matty, thank you very much.
You can check out the Bad Loves full list of dates at triplem.com.au. Another band touring for us is Boom Crash Opera, chatting to Dale Ryder inside the next 10 minutes. His new rock from Middle Kids, Stacking Chairs, Triple M Aussie.